Yeah, Daf Lamed Amad Aleph, the third line, second line from where it starts getting wide. Chal Yeis Pesach HaShabbos, Resh Chodesh Ador Es Chal Yeis Pesach HaShabbos, Magdimim LeShabbos She'ovo. So then we are Magdim the Kriyem to the previous Shabbos. Itma Reish Chodesh Ador Shechal Yeis Be'erev Shabbos. What is the din if Reish Chodesh Ador is Chal Be'erev Shabbos? Rav Omar Magdimim. Rav holds, you Magdimim. Back all the time, that is the din, just like Be'secha Shabbos. Reish Chodesh Be'secha Shabbos, so you Magdim to the previous Shabbos, before Reish Chodesh Ador. Shmuel Omar Ma'achen. And Shmuel says, no, Parsha Shkolim will be Beis Ador. Rav Omar Magdimim. So Rav goes with a Cheshbon. Tim Kain, because if you won't be Magdim, if you're going to lay in Parsha Shkolim Beis Ador, Botzri lohu yoimei shulchonis. So you'll be losing the days that you have to be magdim for when the shulchonis will start. We had heard before that our mission is going, I feel according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that holds, you have to be magdim. You have to be magdim 2 weeks before by Pesach, you have to be Magdim 2 weeks before Pesach. And here you have to be Magdim 2 weeks before the Shulchanis will start being Machlef the Moitz. So Rav says that if you're going to be Teire, Parshish Shkolim, Beis Ador, so you'll be losing a day. You won't have 2 weeks before the Yoimei Shulchanis. Shmuel Omar Ma'achem, and Shmuel holds that you lain Parsha Shkolim Beis Ador. Omar Loch, Salacheres, what is this time of Ra? Omar Loch, Seif, Chameisa, when the whole reason we lain Parsha Shkolim 2 weeks before is because 15 days in Ador, the Shulchanis start functioning. So he says, if Reish Chodesh is on Erev Shabbos, is Chameisa, so the 15th day of Ador will also be Bemalei Shabbat Mikli, so it'll also be Erev Shabbos. V'shulchonos loy nafki adchad b'shabbat. So memela, they won't start the business Erev Shabbos. It's not a covered of Shabbos that the shulchonos should start functioning Erev Shabbos. So they're going to push it off till Rishon b'Shabbos, till the Sunday afterwards. So memela, from that Sunday, we have already 2 weeks. Ilkach ma'achet. Now let us see Rashi. Rav Omar Magdimin, if Reish Chodesh Ador falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you Magdim. V'koyren b'chisisel Shabbos Sheova k'disnam b'masnisim. The Mishnah says, v'chaliyeis b'soich HaShabbos, so you Magdim. And then he gave a cheshbon, de'im kein de'ma'achrim. If you will be ma'achel and you'll lain parsha shkolim beis ador, botzri lehu l'shulchanis mishnei shabbosis, so it'll be less than 2 weeks. Tomrin and Lael, we had said before that the whole reason we lain parsha shkolim mishum shulchanis utzuchu leishev b'medine b'tezvot, that the shulchanis start opening up in the Medina Tesvo Bado,
And that is why Magdimin Bekairin Meroish Chodesh Yedor Shinshtai Shabbos Is Lifneim Kamishim Gamliel Ve'im Ta'achar Ad Lamochas Roish Chodesh. And if you'll be Ma'achad Mochas Roish Chodesh, you'll claim Pashish Kolim Beis Adom. It's Ein Kanak Domish Tei Shabbos. So then, you're not Magdim 2 weeks before the Shulchanos. From Rashi we see, Rashi L'cheres Chaylikam, the Ritva says, and of Choftesam at Beis, the Gemara started off by asking Akasha that the Mishnah is not according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Because the Gemara understood that the reason we learn Parshas Shkolim Reshchaydish Ador, or before that, so we should be Mucham, that's the month before Reshchaydish Nisan. Reshchaydish Nisan, that's when we make the Trumah Hadasha. So a month before, we have to learn Parshas Shkolim. So the Gemara asks that it doesn't go according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a cheshbon of Shulchanos. There's a cheshbon of Shulchanos, and because of the Shulchanos, we have to learn 2 weeks before. So the Ritva says in the Avchavtesam at Beis, after the Maskanos HaGemara, like this, the Gemara was bechlal unaware of the Inyan of Shulchanos. So the only way the Gemara understood the Inyan of Parshas Shkolim should be Rosh Chodesh Adar before was because of the Trumah Hadasha. So Al Kochuch, you need a 30-day Hakdomim. So that's according to the Chachomim. Then the Gemara was Machadish as an Inyan of Shulchanos. So the Ritva says, according to the Maskonis HaGemara, we could say that Be'emesin, there is no Dimyan whatsoever from Parshas Shkolim to the din of Shoilim beHilchos HaPesach. Hilchos HaPesach are halachos merubis, and you need taka 30 days before. But Be'emesin, the whole inyan of Parshas Shkolim is only a psazirus to bring the Shkolim. So according to everyone, according to the Maskanos HaGemara, according to everyone, we learn Parshas Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, before, that's a sufficient as zeros of 2 weeks before the Shulchanos. So Lafi Ha'emes, the Ritva says that the Inyan, according to everyone, the Inyan is 2 weeks before the Shulchanos. Rashi seems to say Nitazai. Rashi says, Kirabin Shimon Gamliel, Rashi Vaistois Lafiha Emes, that the whole Indian of, it seems that there's problems over here, so it comes out, Tzai Rav and Tzai Shmuel hold a Kab Shimon Gamliel, this Rais and Psochem Rav does not hold a Kab Shimon Gamliel. That the Turi Eben is Meira. But Rashi seems to say, Kerab and Shimon Gamliel, that the Mishnah is going according to Kab Shimon Gamliel. So Rav says, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, since we need that there should be 2 weeks before the Shulchanos, so if you learn Parshas Shkolim Beis Ador, you won't have two complete weeks. So Shmuel said, you need 2 weeks before 15 days in Ador. Is Chameisa B'Malei Shabbata Mikli. So 15 days in Adar will fall out Erev Shabbos. Ve'oisei ha'yoyim lo yaschilu lotzeis uliyashe bimdinim nekroida Shabbos. So memele, so we have our 2 weeks, even though we'll start, we'll learn Parshas Shkolim, Beis Adar, we'll still have the 2 weeks because the Shulchanos will start on Yom Rishon. Now we have to understand two things. One thing we have to understand, so Shmuel says a good shtick Torah, so there's no problem over here. So what's the Svar of Rav? The Gemara said the Svar of Rav was, Botzri lohu yoymei shulchonis. And that's not true. It's not Botzri lohu yoymei shulchonis because the Lamais of the shulchonis are going to start Yom Rishim. So what's the Cheshbon? So the Reish Yosef has two Mahalchim. One Mahalach, he says that Rav held, we make a loy plug. We don't look beproti is. They wanted you to start Rosh Chodesh Adol because most times it's the Yemi the Shulchanis is Tezvav. They didn't look up in certain instances that it is not Tezvav. Or he says could be that Rab is Chaylik and Rab holds the Yemi Shulchanis is Tezvav. That it's not like that. They won't start. Rab disagrees. That's what the Rosh Yosef wants to say. But we have to understand what is the svara of Shmuel Mehechi Teisi. Why should you be Me'acha? Mehechi Teisi, the Mishnah says if it's Chaliyeis B'Seicha Shabbos, so you Magdim. Why are you Me'acha? So the while we didn't see anything in Rashi why we should be Me'acha. So let's go a little further. Nam, we learned in the Mishnah, Chaliyeis B'Seicha Shabbos, Magdimen L'Sha'ovam. And the Mishnah said that if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Chal in the middle of the week, so then Magdimen L'Sha'ovam, so Parshas Kolim is the Shabbos before, U'Mavsikin L'Shabbos Acheres, my love, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. It says if it's during the week, so you're magdimim. So who adin if it's erev Shabbos? So the Gemara says loy b'soich a Shabbos dafke during the week. Erev Shabbos is different. What does Rashi say? B'soich a Shabbos dafke. The ma'aches vaday botzulu yoymei l'shulchanis. That's the davke b'seicha Shabbos. Because then, if you'll be ma'ache, you're zicher going to lose the 2 weeks. There'll be less than 2 weeks. But erev Shabbos, since you won't lose, there's a different halacha. Toshmam eizoi hi Shabbos rishoinim. When is the Shabbos Rishoinim that you learn Parsha Shkolim? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos B'Seichom. So if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Liyos B'Seiche, so then the Shabbos before L'Chaire means, so the Shabbos before Parsha Shkolim, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. So it would seem that Afilu Rosh Chodesh is not B'Seicha, nor Rosh Chodesh Adar is Erev Shabbos. So it's also Kol Shachar Rosh Chodesh Adar is B'Seicha, so L'chein Yelein Parshish Shkolim the Shabbos before, Afilu B'Erev Shabbos. My love Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, Dum Yedetoicha. So it says, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Teicha Shabbos, so the Shabbos before is Shabbos Kolim, and Rosh Chodesh Adar is Erev Shabbos, also the same thing. Erev Shabbos, Dum Yedei Teicha, Ma Teicha Makdimim, Af Erev Shabbos Makdimim. So Erev Shabbos were also Makdim. So it's a Kasha and Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Omar Shmuel Bo, V'chein Tone Devei Shmuel Bo. Let us see Rashi. Omar Shmuel, Ay B'Soicha Diktoni, Lav Teich Shavua, Ela Teich Shabbos Atzma. Let us again see the Loshon of the Baraisa. Eize Hi Shabbos Rishoine, that you start learning the Parshas Kolim, Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyos Bo. That means if Chesh Chodesh Adar is in Shabbos, so that's Parsha Shkol. Afilu be'erev Shabbos, and now the Braise says, Afilu, it is Erev Shabbos, Chesh Chodesh Adar, so it's also Yulein, the first Shabbos of Adar. So Fakert state in the Braise, exactly the way Shmuel says. V'chein, let us see Rashi further, V'chein tone devei Shmuel b'tesefte. The b'tesefte, the devei Shmuel and b'tesefte sholahem b'raisezu, eizoi Shabbos Rishoyne, when is the Shabbos Rishoyne yulein parashe shkolim, kol shechal reshchoydish ador liyoyz bo, b'yoyim Shabbos, reshchoydish ador is b'yoyim Shabbos. So then, Chedish Ador is B'yayim Shabbos, that's Pasha Shkol. B'yayim Shabbos, V'afilu Chal B'erev Shabbos Shal Esmoy, Ki'ilu Chal Bo. Alme Ma'achin Ashmina. But here, Al Kaponim, Rashi was Megala to us, a psalm this. We have to understand the Oymek HaDvorim, but Rashi says that if was Chal Erev Shabbos is Ke'ilu Chal Bo, that means Areish Chodesh, that's Chal Erev Shabbos, is Erev Shabbos is Ke'ilu Chal in Shabbos. So now we see Psalomdes in Shmuel. We skipped over a Rashi. The Rashi before says a different lomdes. Rashi before says loinovki ad bechad b'shabbos, that the shulchanis will first start bechad b'shabbos. V'chim achres nami ike shtei shabbosus hilkach ma'achrim kedei shalei tetzarech lahavsik bein beis parshis. Now here, Bemison Rashi says, another lomdis in Shmuel. Here Rashi says, a lomdis in Shmuel, that the reason we start Parsha Shkolim Beis Adar, because then the next Shabbos will be Parsha Zocher, so we won't have to separate Shlei Tetzarech Lahavsik Bein Beis Parshis. Lafuki, if we hold like Rav, so then, so the Parsha Shkolim is still in Shvat, then we're Mavsik, then the second Parsha then the second Shabbos is with Kairim and Yonah Diyayim, and the third Shabbos is Parsha Zocher. So here Rashi seems to say a Cheshben in Shmuel, that Shmuel holds that it is preferable to lay Parsha Shkolim Beis Ador, so you won't have to be mafsik. Now, let us just ask a pertinent kasha. I mean, you can't, Rashi would seem there's a mile to that the Parsha should be together without a hefsik. I mean, you can't run away from a hefsik. The third Shabbos, which is Tesvov, you're not going to lay anything. We'll see later on the Medbeis that's claw like that, that the third Shabbos you won't lay anything. So you can't run away from a hefsik. No, we'll see that the Emerson, that I found in Rosh Yosef, that Rashi means to be saying, that like this there'll be two hefsekes. If you'll start, if Rosh Chodesh Ador is Erev Shabbos, so if you're going to start the Shabbos before, so there'll be two hefsekes. There'll be one hefsek between Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Zocher, and then there'll be another hefsek between Parshas Zocher and Parshas Poreh. So here it would seem that somehow Shmuel said that Pashas Golem should be Beis Ado, we should avoid Hefsekes. Now, later we had seen in Rashi, Rashi says a different lumbus. Fafilu chal be'erev Shabbos shel Esmoil ki'ilu chal bo. It seems that whatever occurs erev Shabbos is ki'ilu with chal in Shabbos. A different lumbus it would seem from Rashi. And further we'll see also that this lumbus is mentioned according to Shmuel. So then the Gemara says, Ketanoi. The Machloikis of Rav Shmuel, if Reish Chodesh Adar was Chal Erev Shabbos, if Parshish Kolem is the previous Shabbos, or Beis Adar, the Machloikis Tanoi. What's the Machloikis Tanoi? The Braise says, Misalgim L'Shabbosets. We're medallic, that means the parshiyas are not consecutive. We're medallic, first is parshas shkolim, and then we're medallic, and then comes parshas zocher. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Anos. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer Eimer, ein mesargim. We're not medallic. That one is right, it's consecutive. Zocher comes after shkolim. Now, Omar Rab Shimon ben Elozer, Eimosai, Ani Eimer, Ein Mesargin. When do I say that we are not medalic? Bizman Shechaliyos Be'erev Shabbos. So it's Chaliyos Be'erev Shabbos, so then the Parsha Shkolem is Beis Ador, and the next Shabbos is Parsha Zochem. Avol Bizman Shechaliyos Be'Seicha Shabbos. But if Chesh Chodesh Adar is Besecha Shabbos Magdim, so then you are Koirei the Shabbos before, V'Koirei Mishabbos Sha'ovro, Afopi Shohu Shvat. Now this I don't understand exactly why the Chiddush of Afopi Shohu Shvat, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer said, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, Rav Yehuda Anosi is a bigger magdim to Shvat. Rav Yehuda Anosi says that afilu it's chal is chaydish berev Shabbos. You also learn Shvat. I don't know dafke why this avapishu Shvat is mentioned in the memory of Rav Shimon ben Elozer. According to Rav Yehuda Anosi, you always learn in Shvat as long as it wasn't chal berish chaydish ador and Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. So the Kaponim, it comes out that it's Machlokes Tanoi. Ein Mesargim, Kede Meforesh Vosel. Ein Mesay Ani Oimer, Ein Mesargim, Bizman Shechaliyos Be'erev Shabbos. Dechinami Ma'achim, if you'll be Ma'achim, Loi Botzri Yoimi L'Shulchon. You won't lose out the 2 weeks before the Yom of the Shulchan. It's called the Omar Shmuel. Soiv Shulchan is Layosvi Adchad B'Shabbos. Hilkach Ma'achin Ve'en Kansir. So you Ma'achin Ve'en Kansir. Avo Bizman Shechaliyos B'Seich HaShabbos. But if Reshchedish Ador is the middle of the week. Di ma'achis lo, if you'll be ma'achir, botzlu yoymi l'shulchonis. Is al kolchoch magdim. So then we zich have to be magdim, then we yesh kan sirik. Says also my that there's a sirik. So it comes out, while we hear the machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, which is a machloikis Rav Yehuda Anosi and Rav Shimon Elozer, If Reish Chodesh Adar was Chal Erev Shabbos, when is Parsha Shkolem? So Rav and Rabbi Yehuda Anosi hold that Parsha Shkolem is the previous Shabbos, and Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Elozer hold that Parsha Shkolem is the the Beis Hador, and we hear in Rashi two lomdos. Number one, we should not have to have so many hefsekes. Number two, Rashi said a pesavot that chal be'erev Shabbos is ki'ilu chal be'Shabbos. Rashi said such a vote. Ki'ilu chal bo. Let us go further. Bishniye zocher. We had in the Mishnah that the second from the Dalet Parashis is Parashis Zoch. Itma Purim Shechaliyos Be'erev Shabbos. What is the din if Purim is Chal Erev Shabbos? Rav Omar Magdimim Parashis Zocher. So you Magdim Parashis Zocher. Ushmul Omar Ma'achem. And Shmuel holds Yom Ha'achem. And as he says, the Purim was Erev Shabbos, and Parsha Zoch Ignolein Shabbos. Rav Omar Magdimin, ki heiche deloy tigdem asiyah l'schire. That how could you have that Purim is Erev Shabbos, so the mitzvah sasiyah is Erev Shabbos, and the schir is going to be after Shabbos, in Shabbos. So you magdim da asiyah l'schirah, that could be, you need schirah before asiyah. Niskorim v'nasim, about kaponim, so therefore the previous Shabbos has to be Parshas Zocher. Ushmul omar ma'ache, yom ma'ache, omar och. Kiven de ike mukofim, the ovdi bechameisa. Since the mukofim is ovdi bechameisa, by them, if you dalad zerev Shabbos, so the asiyah of the mukofim will be in Shabbos. The mitzvahs mishter, asiyah, the rov achronim learn means mitzvahs mishter v'simche will be in Shabbos. Is asiyah uschira bahadi adodi kosi. So what are you telling me? That parsha zocher should be the Shabbos, the previous Shabbos, because shaloi tagdim asiyah l'schirem. So Shmuel says no. In legabi the mekofim, it won't be magdim asiyah l'schirem because the asiyah schirem bahadi adodi ka'osya. Now the Rosh Yosef here asks a kasha. He doesn't understand Shmuel. Was it Shmuel gegangen in Leben that Parsha Zocher should be Tezvov? And even though the Gabi Roiv HaOilam we are Magdim Asiyah L'Schire, but since the Gabi the Mekofim it's Bahadi Adodi Kaosyon, so it's good. But what's felt the size? Why do you have to do this? That's Kasha the Rosh Yosef asks. And perhaps we could be Moisef on this Kasha, that Rashi had said, let us see the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon will be, according to Rav, we have as follows. We have that Purim fell out. Yudalid is Erev Shabbos. Yudalid is Erev Shabbos. So Rav says that Parsha Zocher should be the Shabbos before. If Parsha Zocher will be the Shabbos before, so come out that Parsha Zocher will be samuch to Parsha Shkolim. That's what will come out.
According to Shmuel, that Shmuel says that Parsha Zocher will be after Purim, so come out, there'll be a hefsek. So, L'chayre, I hear in the Ore, it's Mamish, here it's Mamish Astire. Before Shmuel said that if Erev Reish Chodesh Adar is Chal, if Reish Chodesh Adar is Chal Erev Shabbos, you Parsha Shkolem is Shabbos. So Rashi said, "Kedei shaloitit starech lahavsig ben beis parshis." There, there was a cheshbon. You shouldn't have to be mavsig. So memele. So that's why Parshas Shkolem is beizado. And here, pumfakert. Here he says that Parshas Zocher is after Purim of the prozim. It's good. It's lagabi the. The Mekofa is, it's a Zchira Nasi Yezosi Badi Adodi. So what did he accomplish with this? He made Kalya, here he is Mavsik, with Mavsik Parsha Shkolim from Parsha Zocher. But if we'll say the Lomdes, not understanding the Oimek HaDvorim, Rashi also mentioned the Lomdes, that if it's Chal Be'erev Shabbos, Ke'ilu Chal Be'Shabbos, there's a Lomdes, and Bemison Rashi later says this in Dishmul, that the Fulu Chal Be'erev Shabbos, Ke'ilu Esmel, Ke'ilu Chal Be'Shabbos Shalemocho. Rashi mentions this for later in the Sugya. So that's the oimik kavona Shmuel. The criteria is not the hefsek. The criteria is that if it's chal be'erev of Purim is chal erev Shabbos, kilo Purim is chal b'Shabbos. Reish Chodesh Adar is chal erev Shabbos is kilo Reish Chodesh Adar is chal b'Shabbos. That's the yisod of Shmuel. So then we can understand the. So the we have to understand the lomdus of the svara, but if there is such a svara, so memelas, and now we understand Shmuel. Either price will be that will have to be mapsik, shkolem from zocher, so we'll be master. That's not the hafsoke is the criteria over here. The gedar advorim is whatever is chal erev Shabbos is kilo chal b'Shabbos. Then we'll understand a little better Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. Zekt Rashi. Hochi garsine, ki heiche doloi ligdem, asiye leschire. Eises Rav said that you have to be magdem parshe zocher before Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos before. You should not be magdem the asiye leschire, that asiye will be Erev Shabbos and the schire will be Shabbos. Agav Uche, before we go further, it's kedai to tell over a kashe that the Gedolei Achronim ask on the Rif that brings down a Yerushalmi. The Rif brings down a Yerushalmi in the first Perek. The Yerushalmi says that if Tesvov is chal. Tesvov is chal b'Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi says that the Mishte is Tezayin. The Mishte is Tezayin by the Mekofim. The Yerushalmi says Alomdis because the Mishte has to be Alspurim you have to have a Mishte. Here, since Dal Purim Mehoch, you have a Mishta al Shabbos, so it's not Nikkel that the Mishta is for Purim, so therefore the Mishta has to be Tezayin. And that's what is brought down Halacha, also like this, that when Tezvov is Chal in Shabbos, so the Mishta is Yudzayin. Tezayin. The Mishta is Tezayin on Sunday. So the Ralbach, the Turei Evin, is a kasha from our Gemara. a Gemara would seem clear, not like the Rif. Shmuel said Ma'achem that if your Dalet is Erev Shabbos, so Parsha Zocher is in Shabbos. So he says, Kiven the Ike Mukofim the Ovdi Bachameser, since there's Mukofim, as Siya Oschire Bahadi Adodi. It's not Bahadi Adodi. Asiya means the Mishta. That's what's Mukach from a lot of places in the first Perek. Asiya means the Mishta. So it's Schire Kaidem Asiya, not Asiya Oschire Bahadi Adodi. According to the Rif and the Yerushalmi, the Mishta will be Tezayin. So the Gemara should have said, if for some reason or other, as long as the Mukofim are Mesudadik, that's sufficient, even though the Prozim, by them it's Tasiya Koidem Schire, but as long as the Mukofim, that was Shmuel Svarad, I'm not understanding what kind of a Svarad this is, that you look at a miut of Klal Yisrael, but Shmuel said this Svarad, since the Mukofim are Mesudadik, so Memele, so therefore, Parsha Zocher is on Shabbos. Now, what's the Siddur of the Mukofim? So Agamore says, because Schire Vasiya Bahadi Adodi Kosi. So they ask, according to the Rif and according to the Rishalmi, it's not Bahadi Adodi Kosi. It's Schire Koidem Asiya. Give the real Seder over here, because Tasiya, the Mishnah is Tezayin. And the Schire, Parsha Zocher, is Tezvot. That is the kasha they ask on the Rif of Paskins like the Yerushalmi from this Gemara. Now, Bishniye Zocher, we learned in our Mishneh, Bishniye Zocher. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara understood, Bishniye Zoch, we hear in the Mishnah was speaking about that Oish Chodesh Ador was Chal Liyos B'Shabbos. So, Oish Chodesh Ador Chal Liyos B'Shabbos Koyim B'Parsha Shkolim. And Chal Liyos B'Seicha Shabbos Magdimim L'Shova, Mavsikim L'Shabbos Acheres. Then it says, Bishniye Zocher. So the Gemara understood, Bishniye, the second Shabbos is Zocher, if it's Chaliyos B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Ador was Chaliyos B'Shabbos, so the second Shabbos, there's no Hefzik, and the second Shabbos is Zocher. And then Purim is the next Friday. So we see Klor from the Mishnah, like Rav. Let us see the Gemara. Now, we learned in the Mishnah, Bishniye Zochem, the second Shabbos, that means if the first Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh Adol, so then the second Shabbos, Bishniye Zochem. So the second Shabbos is Zochem. If Rosh Chodesh Adol falls out on Shabbos, is Mikla Purim be'erev Shabbos. So then Purim is Chal be'erev Shabbos. Uketoni b'shniye zocher, and it says b'shniye zocher. So we see Klor from the Mishnah like Chal, that the second Shabbos is Parsha Zocher, not the way Shmuel said that Parsha Zocher is the Shabbos after, is Tezvov. It says Bishniye Zocher. Omar Rav Pope, my Shniye Lav Soke. No, it means that Shniye Lav Soke. Rafilu Reish Chodesh Ador was Chal B'Shabbos. You are Mavsik. And you're always Mavsik. That means
If Rosh Chodesh Adar was Chal B'Soich HaShabbos, and you're Magdim Parsha Shkolem, so Yizich HaMafsik. And according to Shmuel, Afilu Rosh Chodesh Adar was Chal B'Shabbos, so you're also Mafsik, you're always Mafsik. And the Shniyah means Shniyah LaHafsokim. That means the second Shabbos of the Dalet Parshis comes after the Hafsoke. Let us see Rashi. Nan b'shniya zoche kesalke daitoch. The Gemara held areish chaydish adosh chaliyes b'shabbos koim. The Mishnah is speaking about Rosh Chodesh Hashlis B'Shabbos, the Mayri Beireish, the Masnissim. And the Ashniye, the second Shabbos is Parsha Zochem. So we see Klo, like Rav, that your Magdim Parsha Zochem to Purim, which is Chal Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, Shniye Lav Sochem. Kloima, Lav Areish Koi. Ela aseifekoi. Tektoni chali yois b'seich ha-shabes magdimim l'sho'ova. Umafsikin l'shabes ha-bom. Valo koi v'omar b'shabes shal acher ha-psoke koirin zocher. B'seich shvue shal acher o'yei purim. Now, according to Shmuel, this lashon is lav davke. I mean, because according to Shmuel, that what Rashi says, lav areisha koi, according to Shmuel, it's going on the reisha also. Because according to Shmuel, if Rosh Chodesh Adar was chal b'Shabbos, so then, Purim will be Chal Erev Shabbos. The Masha is Meiris. Ein Ratzoy Me'a Seif at the Chal B'Soich HaShabbos Mavsikin. The Ashel Shmuel, Parali Yisrei Shchedish B'Shabbos Nami Mavsikin. That means Mavsikin is going on both cases. Mavsikin is going on Tzai Chaliyos B'Seich HaShabbos, and Mavsikin is going on Rosh Chodesh Adar Chaliyos B'Shabbos. In both cases is a Mavsikin. And the Shniyah, that what it says, the Parsha Shniyah, is after the Mavsikin. After the Mavsikin, then there's then the second from the Dalet Parshas is Parshas Zochem. Zog de Gemara weiter, Toshemam, Eizoi Shabbos Shniyem. When is there the Shabbos Shniyem? Kol Shechal Purim Liyos B'Soicho. That means, the week afterwards is Purim, so the Shabbos before is Parsha Zoch. Va'afilu be'erev Shabbos, and afilu, it will be Erev Shabbos Purim. So the Parsha Zocher is the Shabbos before. My love, Erev Shabbos, dum yidnesoicho, matoicho, magdim, just like when it's Chal Purim, the middle of the week. So we are magdim Parsha Zocher, af Erev Shabbos, magdim, so it's Chal Erev Shabbos, we're also magdim. ומדמה ערב שבת תו תויחה שבת אמר שמול בו בחיתון דבי שמול בו לדה סירש איזי שבת שנייה קלוימה שבת של פרש שנייה is the parash zocher when is the second parash B'soicho, so the Braise says,
That means the week that Purim will be, Lacheho, V'afiluchal Purim be'erev Shabbos, so it's also the Shabbos before. So the Gemara answers, no, B'seicha means, bo, B'yoyim Shabbos atzmei koirin aparshe boi b'yoyim. So that means, so how do we say pshat in the Baraisa? The Baraisa says, the Baraisa is Eze Shabbos Shniyeh. When is the Shabbos Shniyeh? Kol Shechal Purim Liyos B'Soichot. Not Purim Eschal afterwards, the week afterwards. No, if Purim Eschal in Shabbos, Eze Shabbos Shniyeh. Kol Shechal Purim Liyos B'Soichot. That means if Purim is Yudalit, so Yelein Zocher Yudalit. Then it says, Vafilu be'erev Shabbos, Afilu Purim, is Yud Gimel, Yulein Zocher, Yud Dalet. So, Mamel, that's like Shmuel. Bo, let's see, Nachum Rashi. Bo, b'yom Shabbos atzmoy, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, koirin aparshe, boy b'yom, so Yulein Zocher, on Purim. Vafilu chal, so Mamel, then we have, Afilu in the prozim, we have, the schira nasiya b'adi adodikos. V'afilu chal be'erev Shabbos esmer. Afilu Purim will be chal erev Shabbos yesterday. That means, so here Rashi again says the lomdes. Ki ilu chal le Shabbos shalomocho. V'hainu kishmu. So here Rashi says that same lomdes that we had heard before, Tarashi mentions over here, that when it's Chal Erev Shabbos, it's Ke'ilu Chal B'Shabbos. So therefore, and when Purim is Chal B'Shabbos, we learn Parsha Zocher on Shabbos, so it's Chal Erev Shabbos, it's Ke'ilu Chal B'Shabbos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Chal liyos b'Shabbos atzma. What is if Yudalid is chal b'Shabbos? Omar Ravuna ledivrei Hakel ein magdimin. So for Kelt, everyone holds ein magdimin because the whole reason that Rav held magdimin because she'll be magdim asiyah l'schire. But here, since Tzchire Nasiya Bahadi Adodi Kosi, so Mele, everyone holds a Magdimim, and Yolein Zocher Yudalim. Rav Nachman Omar Adayin Himachloikis. What's the Svar of Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman held it's not sufficient that Tzchire Vasiya Bahadi Adodi Kosi. You need Tzchire Koidem Asiya. So my mele, so since Rav Nachman Omar Adayin he machloikis. Rav Nachman holds it's still a machloikis. That means if Purim will be chal b'Shabbos, so Rav Nachman holds even though you will have schire b'asiyah b'hadi adodi, that's not sufficient. You need schire koidem asiyah. So therefore, Parshas Zocher has to be the Shabbos before. Itmanami Omer Abchiya Barava Omer Ababa Omer Rav Purim Shchaliyes B'Shabbos Magdum V'Koyre B'Shabbos She'ovro Zocher. That here we see that they said B'Shem Rav, that's Adayin Himachloikis, that Rav holds it's not sufficient that you have Schire V'Asiya Bahadi Adodi, you need Schire Koydem Asiya. Let us see Rashi. Chal liyos Purim b'Shabbos, divrei hakel en koirim. This is Rav Huna's member. En koirim zocher l'shava. Da hashte loikodma asiya l'schire. There's no kdima asiya l'schire. V'gabi mukofim kodma schire l'asiya. So here it's gewaldik. V'gabi the prozim. It's
it's not kod ma'asiyah l'schire, and kofim is kod ma'asiyah l'schire, and Rav Nachman said, adayni machloikis, af bezu omar rav magdimin, kidei shetikdam schire l'asiyah dayoreis. That you should be magdim the schire l'asiyah dayoreis, it's not sufficient bahadi yadodi, you have to be magdim schire l'asiyah dayoreis, so therefore, that's why Rav holds you, Parsha Zocher is the Shabbos before. I would like to be Ma'ire Ha'ore. We had learned in the Gemara that according to Shmuel, if Purim is Chal Erev Shabbos, so we learn Parsha Zocher in Shabbos, because for the Legabi the Makofim Sechirosa Vasiyosa Boim Ka'achas, it means that the in Vasiyosa means, we mentioned from Turiyevin and the Ralbach, that means the Mishte. So it would seem that there's an Inyan that the Sechire has to be Koidem HaMishte. Now Rashi in the Mishne, the Afroftas Madalev said, Umavsikin lismoich mechias amolek lemchias homem. That the Iker is that the mechias amolek should be kaidum lemchias homem. Tes vov ba'ador, even legabi the mekofen, there was no mechias homem. And the Mishabur and Tarpei Heisiv Kotnalov says, Vakarim Pasha Zocha b'Shabbos of Neipurim, lesomcha lemaise shahoya mizerik amolek, they lahagdim schiras mechias amolik lasiyoso. So it would seem that Iker is to be magdim to this man that they made a mechias amolik v'deirei shel homan, but that they killed out amolikim then. So we have to understand, so if that's the whole tachlis where Rashi says, and the Mishnah, Mishnah Berurah says, so what is the shakla v'tariya and argamore that is speaking about the we are magdim, or it's boim bebas achas the schire and the asiya and the mishte, that is not where Rashi and the Mishnah Berurah explain.